When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the last episode.
The last.
Not ever.
Not ever of this series.
Of this series. This is going to be the last episode. We're only doing this many because... can't be asked.
Thank you for your nice comments, all the other episodes and shares and all that stuff. We really appreciate it.
I mean, we've not had any as we record this.
I'm preempting people will like it.
I hope so.
Or if not, we apologise for the poor content.
Yeah. If you've sat through 6 episodes and you don't like it, that is on you. This next episode, though, we recorded first, but there was a slight issue with the audio, which is why it's going last. The audio was all right, it's just not as good as the other ones.
That's, we'll call it a bonus.
Yeah, it's a bonus.
Bonus indicates something positive, but it was poor, but we couldn't be bothered doing another one. Bonus.
Hello, and welcome to the Crisp Sessions, a new project with Jamie Hutchinson.
Me.
It's Jamie.
Crisp connoisseur.
Yeah.
For the discerning crisp gentleman.
Yeah.
And lady gentleman.
Lady gentleman.
Lady gentleman.
Lady gentlemen's.
Exactly.
Anyone's welcome.
So it's 2023 and everyone can have crisps.
Yeah, I'm going to take these off. So what are we doing? What is this about, Jamie?
Well, we did a podcast when Dead Men Talking.
Yeah. Host. Great podcast. Best podcast in the world,
fantastic.
They say.
Fantastic. Podcast. We bonded over some. Crisp was the main one.
Yeah.
We had follow up subjects that we thought, oh my god, we're best friends.
And yeah.
It
yeah.
didn't happen yet.
We're soulmates, basically.
We are soulmates.
We're into some weird shit.
We're into some. And proper. Because when I get into something, I'm 100% committed to that.
Yeah.
I don't flounce my likes.
Right. But you're quite a flouncy guy in general, though.
I am quite flouncy. That's due to a lack of balance.
Yeah.
I broke my chair yesterday.
Okay.
Putting pants on.
Right. You were putting pants on yourself or putting pants on the chair?
I was putting pants on myself.
Yeah.
Stood up. Basically, I had a tough running football manager. And I thought, right, I need my pants.
So at this point, you play football manager with no pants on.
When I'm mid-season, I'm like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, like 2 days ago, yeah.
Skipping through with my boxers.
Standards have slipped.
But I'm like, oh, canal. I'm away at United, I need my trackers on.
He needs to show me his boss. Every Ten Hag's not coming in with no pants on, is it?
So, I put my right leg in first. So, I don't know if I dressed myself right.
What?
I don't know if I dressed myself correctly.
Right.
I don't know if I can dress myself or undress myself.
Do you have someone who does it for you?
Well, every time I go and put my coat on to leave a restaurant or something, my girlfriend like braces herself and just likes to watch me. Because she makes me laugh how I do it.
Right, okay.
Because I do like limbs first, sort of. Like, I do a limb, a head, and then a limb.
a limb, then your head with your coat.
Yeah.
Where are you putting your head? Is a coat?
In the head hole.
So you put in the... Oh, like a hoodie?
Like a hoodie, yeah.
Right.
I just call it a coat. Yeah, so I had my right leg in the pant. I was hobbled on my right leg.
Yeah.
Because that is my strongest leg.
Yeah.
So I want that as my core, my trunk.
Yeah.
And then I went to put my left leg in. And for some reason, my head's just going right hole. So I've cross-legged myself in my trackies, fell. And crashed.
So you put both legs in the same hole?
Yeah.
How old are you?
32,
yeah. It's going good.
Only just recently let back in my house as well.
Why were you out of your house?
I was grounded.
You was grounded at 32? Yeah. What for?
I lost my key.
Right.
So I did a gig on a Tuesday for Freddie and St. Helens.
Yeah.
Which is as good as it sounds. stayed in Liverpool. Because I was doing a podcast in the morning, then I was doing a gig in Birmingham at night. Then when I'm setting off to Birmingham, I realise I've lost my key. Can't find my key anywhere. So I ring my mum to get to Birmingham. And they go, oh, good news and bad news. The good news is, I'm no longer staying in Birmingham. I'm coming home tonight.
Right, yeah.
She went, well, what the fuck's the bad news then? He was like, that's the good news, because I don't like it.
It's only bad news so far.
Because I tried to layer it with humour when I'm giving her bad news.
Yeah.
I went, I've lost my key, can you stay up? I'll be home about 1:30. She has to get up at work for 4:30.
Right, okay.
For a cleaning shift. And she went, no, you're not coming home, and hung up on me. So she just left me stranded. So I rang my dad had to stay up till 2:30 because I missed a train.
Right, yeah, of course you did.
Missed my train home. It's Birmingham New Street, by the way. It's like Dubai Airport.
Oh, it's massive. It goes on forever.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so
I got there in good time, but then, well, 2 minutes to get to platform, fucking 9 3/4 or whatever. It's impossible. So I had to get the late train on. My dad stayed up till 2:30. God bless him. So, and then as soon as I got home, unpacked my mum's swimming bag. Because I broke my bag. So I have to use my mum's pink bag that she used to go to swimming in. She doesn't swim anymore. And my key was at the bottom. So I had my key all along. Right. So I've only just been let in for being a fucking idiot. And now I've broke a chair. But what I've done, like all good men, is I've put the leg back so it's very unstable. You can't sit on it. And just put it under the dining table.
So the next person thinks that they're going to break the chair?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Which will not be me.
I think they might see through your plan. Firstly, because I assume that you break things a lot. Mm. Yeah. And second, this is going on the internet.
Yeah, but they're thick. My whole family's thick.
Right, okay. So can't use computers.
No, well, my brother can to an extent.
Right.
He set up a fake... Well, not a fake one, it was a real one. He plays simulator games like we do.
Yeah.
He played one computer repair one in lockdown.
A computer repair simulator on the computer.
Yeah. So essentially, you run a computer repair business.
Right.
People come in with their computers.
Yeah.
And go, oh, I want more disk space added. You buy the product, you plug it, you do the work.
Yeah.
On the computer, and then you set a price for that repair.
Right.
So my brother just did that. So you're just clicking buttons, and you have a little business, and you make profit and loss. He always has to restart the game because he takes on too many jobs.
I'm snowed under.
Doesn't set the correct pricing. Doesn't give himself any profit margin.
Right, yeah.
And then because of the delays, customers are pissed off, so he gets negative reviews.
Yeah.
He goes on and gets himself $100,000 worth of debt. And then has to start again because he's bankrupt.
I think he needs to go on a business course simulator.
And then what he did in lockdown, do you know about this?
No.
What he did, right, in lockdown, he set up his own laptop repair business and computer repair business because he's done it on simulator.
Right, yeah. And it was going so well for him.
And started getting jobs.
Right, okay.
So he picked up this computer from a known ropey family from where I'm from.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not ones to mess about with. And we come downstairs and all this computer is, you know, like Dexter-style precision.
You mean like Dexter's Lab, or no, do you mean like Dexter the Murderer?
Dexter the Murderer.
Right, right.
Do you know how precise he is?
Yeah.
He's got all the computer compartments out, like, strategically. And we come down and go, Daniel, what are you doing? And I see he's set up by A1 fucking laptop repair on Facebook or something. I go, I've done a new computer business and I have to take him apart and everything for people. Oh, well, you're going to have to give it him back. You don't know what you're doing. He went, I know, I've been watching on YouTube how to take him apart. He went, well, you need to give it him back, put it back together. And he went, I don't know how to put it back together.
So he just undid all the computers.
So he undid it all. I went, yeah, I can do that.
I mean, is there much money in that, in getting a computer taken apart?
Well, for certain clientele.
Oh, yeah, as well, yeah. Tom Bins.
Yeah, Tom Bins, yeah.
That's where he should have gone.
So, my friend who works with my stepdad is a computer repair guy, so he came back and, you know, stitched up the wound, as it were.
Yeah. So he outsourced his repairs straight away. Right, would you like to meet today's crisp?
Let's go for it.
So today we've got some Tyrrells. I thought cheese and onion. No, cheese and chive.
It's more, yeah.
Mature cheddar and chive.
Mature, what I feel about this, it's one of those adjectives that's not needed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm not going. I'm more of a mild cheese, yeah, cheddar man. It's unnecessary adjectives with crisps.
Cheese and onion, come on.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Keep it simple.
Sea salt and balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where else are you getting your fucking salt from? Oh, this is River Mersey salt.
River Mersey salt's a good name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good name for a low, like a Runcorn crisp brand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, there's a lot of. I think there's a lot of crisps now. Where the flavours are just made up. Like, they say it's paprika flavoured. I don't think it is. It's something else.
I've never blent into... I mean, I'm sure one day we'll get onto Max Walker's. But I've never been one for the paprika or Cajun, even.
Right. Any of that foreign muck? Any of the foreign grits?
Give me Mersey salt any day over that seasoning.
Mersey salt and cheese strings, that's what I want.
On sarsen's vinegar and Mersey salt.
Right, let's get these bad boys open anyway. Here we go. So, should we taste?
Let's do it. Oh, mate. This is what I live for.
Apologies now for all the horrible eating noises. But you know what you signed up for.
ASMR.
Mm-hmm. When would you normally eat these crisps, Jamie?
These are one of my go-tos.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
To and from gigs.
Oh, really? Are you straight out of the bag? Like, so on a coach or a train?
Yeah.
See, I treat these as a bowl crisp.
Well, you know, I don't like eating in public transport.
Okay, okay.
Because I'm respectful, man.
Yeah, but you also get a lot of public transport.
Yeah, I get a lot of public transport. But no, these are straight out the bag for me. Bowl crisps for me are more thinner ones. These are, I mean, they're perfect for, like, barbecues and stuff.
Yes, they are a barbecue crisp.
But I don't host events. If I host an event, I'm getting my best china out.
Okay.
But I'm not an event hoster, I'm an event attendant.
And you've not got any china.
I'm not got any china. No china at all. They definitely are a bowl crisp. I see where you're coming from. And perfect if you're hosting an event. I'm attending an event.
Yeah, yeah.
I expect crisps of this calibre.
Yeah, I would say these are a posh crisp.
They are a posh crisp.
It's got to be a nice event. I wouldn't put these out necessarily for a FIFA night, but I would put them out for dinner party type vibe.
Yeah, because if you had it for a FIFA night, you'd get accusations of being homosexual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or a Tory.
Yeah, Tory, homosexual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Except Tory homosexuals.
Oh, you can be a homosexual and have Chris.
Yeah.
And play FIFA.
But you can't be a Tory.
Yeah, you can't be, I mean, like the childish gay. Do you know, like the gay in school?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. No,
like you kissed a girl, you're gay.
Yeah. You voted Tory, you're gay.
No, I know what you mean. It's summery, it's we're having a mature evening.
They're a treat crisp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say. I like having these, say if I'm watching a film, have a big bowl of these. Nah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah. Got some more important questions about these. Do these crisps belong at a funeral? I feel like they're too posh for a funeral.
I think they're too ostentatious.
Yeah. Trying to take the limelight away from the coffin.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's what it's like, because it's going to outshine any eulogy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the person in the coffin is, like, as I say, mentality as the bride, though. It's not like you're outshining the big person there. But I know what you mean. Especially, a lot of people at funerals, you don't want to be spending too much on Christy.
No, plus, funerals, I like West Wales hot pot. Should I put this on the list? There's a bakery near mine that's now ceased trading, called West Wells.
Right.
And they were famed for their funeral hot pot.
They had a specific funeral hot pot.
Market.
It wasn't made of people. Did they also own a morgue?
All inclusive.
Yeah.
Absolutely everybody in all, mate.
Yeah. The coffin's going in going, I'm sure he was taller than that, you know.
White. It's oak.
It's a gravy on this.
There's a pickled cabbage on top of it. So West Wales have just famed an open... If you're deaf in Openshaw, you got West Wales hot pot.
Right, okay.
Honestly, it's to the point where you look through the obituaries, try and find a loose connection.
Find out your auntie dies and start salivating.
Well, this is the thing. When my granddad died, it was all around the house and everything. And it's when we played Real Madrid and got robbed. Remember Nanny?
Nanny McCann, I remember it well.
It was that week you died. So I'm at the game, thinking, fucking hell. Red card, granddad died. Out of Champions League. That's what I was at, pop. There's a reason to live.
But there's also a reason to die. Because then everyone else gets a hot pot.
So, the thing, I've got a weird relationship with hot pot.
Okay. So I feel like you're going to say, I've got a weird relationship with, and then you could put any word there. I think like that's going to be like your... I think we need to sell merch saying, I've got a weird relationship with... And then just underline it there. But that's what this podcast should be called, really.
So hot pot for me is so end of the spectrum on both sides. So my nanny used to make a hot pot.
Right, yeah.
She was famed for it.
Yeah.
It was, honest to God, the worst thing ever constructed by a human.
And she was famed for it.
I'm including... Like the atom bomb.
Yeah.
And at the Holocaust.
Yeah, oh, this tastes like Auschwitz.
That's what it's like. It was disgusting.
Right.
It was so bad.
Why did she keep making it?
Because everyone was just like, oh, Nana's hot pot. Like, yeah. And like,
so you do it to wind her up?
No. So this...
Most people liked it, but you didn't.
This all come out after the fact.
Right, okay.
After a death. It all came out.
Yeah.
In the press. So, Nana dies, everything, and the cousins are all like, oh, I'm really going to miss her hot pot. I go, what? And they went, yeah, didn't you like it? I thought everyone was pretending to like it.
Yeah. But didn't.
But everyone loved it, apart from me. I honestly, she used to make it, but she's like, because you've been good at school, you had a good parents, Evie. You got
that. That can't have happened often.
Yeah, fucking hell, I'm going to have to start getting suspended.
Do you reckon maybe it was just that she was making hot pot for everyone, but she didn't really like you, and she's just making yours really horrible?
Maybe, yeah. Like, no, stop you.
Yeah.
So, I confided in my cousin that I really don't, I can't stand Nana's hot pot, you know. He went, oh, come on, it's Nana's hot pot. And then we was going round, because I used to live next door to her.
Yeah.
My cousin would say in front of her, oh, Jamie was saying before, he's not had your hot pot in a while. You know, he really misses it and everything. And you went, oh, and me was like, oh, dear. I went, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like this, shaking the spoon, eating it, like, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord, it's so bad.
Wishing it was your funeral.
And I just took it to her grave.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
What, it was like a, instead of flowers? Sorry, Nan, I've been saving it for all these times.
It popped in my head because she died so I could do.
Right.
With all the family around us, we knew she was passing away and everything. And we had like VH1 Classics on in the background.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
That's a funeral channel. That's a channel. No Terrells.
Better than Kerrang.
What's a good crisp for a deathbed?
For a death? Oh, is this for the person who's dying or for the people who are around it?
The people around it.
It's got to be a sharing crisp, hasn't it? I'm going to go...
I think you can't do anything flavour-wise.
Oh, you're going to go... Yeah, ready salted.
It's got to be ready salted.
Yeah, plain as you want. Yeah, you don't want anything fun either. You don't want a pombear.
Or chipstick.
No. Yeah, you can't have hula hoops. Everyone's putting, oh, look at me. It's been me next week with the rings.
Get in the comments, what's a good death?
What, Chris, have you had on people's deathbeds? And also, you don't want anything too loud, because if they're in a coma...
No, wheat crunches out.
Yeah, you don't want a smelly one, certainly.
Sucker, what's it?
I think they're too messy for a deathbed. Yeah, yeah.
Stroking their engine. What's it does?
Like the Lion King when put on his head. Goodbye, Simba. Just what's it?
I never liked your hot pot.
You know what I think would be a good one? Quavers.
Quavers, good.
They're light. They're quiet.
If I've got a kid.
A kid's deathbed? You guys, how are you going?
If it was a kid's deathbed.
Yeah. Then you do need to keep it light.
Yeah, I need to keep.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it light. These were a favourite and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's suckable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The quaver.
The quaver. Not the dying kids, obviously. I mean, I
don't know. Never suck a dying kid off. That is a rule I always live by.
I mean, it's not always practical, but like, if you take away one thing from this podcast, don't suck a dying kid off.
And that is a rule we'll keep until the end of this.
Guaranteed.
100%.
Guaranteed, yeah, yeah.
Although if you was to do it... And
you which Chris would you want?
You need a palate cleanser after.
Right, I'm going strong flavour.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going barbecue Pringles.
Barbecue?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After sucking a kid off?
What are you going for?
Oh, I'm going chilli or...
Oh, you know those jalapeno ones, maybe?
Yeah, I need to blast them.
Yeah, maybe.
Child dick out of my mouth.
I thought this would be quite a light podcast, you know.
Oh, it just comes out, doesn't it? Chris is so versatile.
That's the joy of Chris, everyone. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, with West Wales Hot Pot, I don't know. Because it works for crisps as well.
Yeah.
Because we've alluded to it already. Seriously, now. West Wales Hot Pot tastes nicer at funerals.
Right, okay.
Christenings. I think it's because it's brown.
All the salt from the tears make it nicer.
I look sludgy and...
Yeah.
And it's warm.
Yeah, you don't want that at christening. At christening, you want...
Light.
You want kids' food, really, at christening. Yeah. You want the...
Sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Picky food.
Like little biscuits.
Picky food.
But yeah, a funeral, you want stodge.
You want stodge.
You want, I've used all this energy crying, carrying
stuff. That's what I mean. Different food tastes nice in different circumstances.
That's true. It's certainly true about crisps.
And that's definitely true about crisps. So I understand your point where it's good at hosting a barbecue, but not FIFA night.
Yeah.
Nowhere near a deathbed.
No, dude, yeah. Keep this away from dying children. And don't suck them off.
They will not sell these in a hospice vending machine.
No, definitely. They're too big. You can only have little crisps in a vending machine. Yeah. Also, isn't it mad out in America, this is only me judging off TV, but you never see an American with like a normal sized bag of crisps. Mm. They're always the big ones. Do you think that's because the Americans are fat, or do you think the crisp companies are making them fat by making the crisps
big? I think it's an ego thing.
Is it? Yeah. They're just, my crisps are bigger than your crisps.
And I think also, Brits are very selfish.
Right, okay.
We're not built to share.
No, yeah, you might be right there. Unless you're in a pub. If you eat a bag of crisps in a pub and you don't do that, I think you're not part of my gang. You've got to leave.
It's genuinely, I'm not even being over the top of this, it's genuinely one of the things I judge people on.
Oh, yeah.
I would say that, being mad and around.
Yeah,
get some nuts while you're there.
Yeah.
I'm never having a pint with you ever again.
Yeah, just get me some nuts. I'll get you some nuts later down the line. Skipping around.
Oh my god, going home.
Yeah. Or tactically doing it. Getting a drink when you're like, does everyone want a drink? When you know everyone's got a full drink. No. There. You think we don't know? We fucking know.
Sneaky that.
Yeah.
And you just go, you had a sip. Oh, mate.
Yeah.
I say, yeah, I'll park up. You don't know me, mate. I will park up. I'll have a flat pint and make you suffer.
Yeah.
I'll cut my nose off to spite my face. Spite your face.
Yeah, scumbags. Get around it.
Pub crisp.
Right. I spoke about this before on Dead Men Talking. But chili twists are the greatest pub crisps of all time. They're not popular. In fact, I've only ever seen them in one pub. I've only seen them in one place until the other week went to one bottom. But Monks's in Warrington, usually these chili twists, they're big bags like this. Oh, they're spectacular for pubs. Great for sharing. Big bag, easily rippable. Everyone gets them. Brilliant. Perfect pub crisp.
I like it when... Because when I go to for a round, I don't even ask. I just come back with some crisps.
Yeah.
So I get like a Monster Munch.
Yeah, you got to get three different bags, three different types.
Oh, Monster Munch on a Super Sunday in a pub.
Yeah.
Oh my god. 4 o'clock kickoff Monster Munch.
You're the king.
Half four kickoff after United have already won. You're rising high.
United have won the half two.
Yeah, you've got like, you know, a game you're not bothered about, but you've got a bet on it. But yeah, you've got spirits.
Yeah.
Oh my god, pickled onion Monster Munch. There's no worry of, oh, if you're down, if you're browbeaten,
yeah,
and you're sad, and you pick up a novelty crisp shape, you feel like a fucking idiot.
A novelty crisp shape. You know they're monsters as well, and not hands. I always thought they were hands.
I think the hands.
They're monsters like this.
Nah, I think the hands. I think this is one of those markets. You know, like when Starbucks gets your name wrong.
Right, okay, yeah. Or the Jaffa Cakes debate. It's hack. Hack conversation. Yeah.
Pineapple on pizza. Discourse. Yeah.
Eat it if you want. I don't care.
No, pick it off. Don't order it.
Yeah. Shop. Don't get angry about someone else's food unless you choose them for a dying kid.
Yeah, if you're sucking off a dying kid.
Then
you have the temerity to open a Terrell's mature cheddar.
That kid will never be mature.
Oh, you have a mature crisp. Have a skip, you cunt.
A skip. Skips is what you get for a dying kid. That's it.
Skip's good for a deathbed. Little
yeah.
Fizzle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of flavour.
A lot of flavour.
But it doesn't shout about it.
Oh yeah, and you can good buys as well.
Yeah, yeah. You could be chatting to someone while eating a skip and yeah, no.
You eating Chris while there's no. a dying kid.
No. And then say, show me your mouth, wait 3 seconds, melted. Done.
Oh my god. Yeah. Skips are good for emergency get out clauses.
Subtle Chris. Subtle if you were a spy and part of your mission was don't eat, you could hide that.
It was a perfect spy, Chris.
It's the perfect crime, Chris. You could smuggle Chris into a prison. It skips into a prison. I think we're going to do some more of these. Yeah, we're going to do a few. It's not going to be a thing that goes on forever like other podcasts, but we'll do a few. If people like it, maybe we'll do some more.
Yeah, we'll set up a Twitter and Instagram. I assume it's already up.
It's already set up. Yeah, yeah. It'll be up. When as you watch this, you probably know about the socials because how else would you have found it? I mean, through my Twitter, obviously, from my hundreds of followers.
So, get on it.
Jamie hitching his wheel to my wagon.
On them coattails, baby. All the way to the Chris Bank. Oh, I forgot to say where I first... We'll save it for another episode.
Ah, there you go. We'll little cliffhanger.
Episode 2. Come outside.
What? Alright, see you later.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.